Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita weekly call. Here on Sunday, the 7th of September, 2014, my name is Sucharita, and I'm happy to be sharing this weekly call with everyone here who stops by Pillai Center and checks in with the community from around the world. And we talk about what's happening with Dr. Pillai, the latest teachings, the latest programs through offered through Pillai Center, the services, remedies, rituals, astrology, consultations, all the things that anyone could use when you're studying with Dr. Pillai and you want to access these divine teachings or spiritual technology, as Dr. Pillai calls them, in your life to improve the different areas, relationships, health, wealth, your finances, your job, your career path, your purpose in life, your spiritual travel, things like that. And we get to participate in a weekly meditation, and then we also will open the line for discussion, question and answer. Now today, or this evening here, I'm in India right now in Kumbakonam, and it's right now it's 8:30 p.m. IST, and Dr. Pillai is going to be doing a a Pillai Center Google Hangout, and that's going to be offered at 9:30 p.m. IST. So we have an hour together because it's really important if you can hear Dr. Pillai or tune in to Dr. Pillai, see him on the webcast, on the Google Hangout, then you can get the message from him. And so that's what we'll do is we'll keep this call to 1 hour, and then we will we'll switch over to PillaiCenter.com, and you can just log in there and then watch the Hangout with him. And I think he's going to be discussing about the ancestors, or he may have already discussed about the ancestors. I've been traveling for the past 4 days or 5 days with a group of people who came on the Navagraha trip. Navagraha means nine planets. And we just finished all nine planets in 3 of the days, and then tomorrow we have a bonus where we're going to go to Chidambaram, which is the temple of the Akash. So the Akashic records are where this vortex is. And then when anyone is invited to go by the divine, then the mountains will move, the plane tickets will open, and the people will be able to go to this temple. So the group that I've been sharing this trip with has been Deepa and myself. We are down here in Kumbakonam area, and it's the temple where there's about 1,000, the village where there's about 1,000 temples nearby. And Dr. Pillai has identified the nine planet temples, each representing one of the planets. And then Rahu and Ketu, which are the snake planets, they're associated with the sun and the moon. But they also impact our lives. So all the nine planets impact our lives. And they bring us karmas that may be challenging for us to overcome. So the participants that joined the program in the past few days have been on a pilgrimage for sure. It's been pretty intense, in that we went to each of the temples that the planet is associated with, and these were identified with Dr. Pillai, or identified by Dr. Pillai as empowering whoever goes there to relieve them of any negative karmas that are being delivered to them by the planet, and then also not only that, neutralizing the effects, and then also amplifying the good karmic effects. So how does that happen? Well, maybe there will be some of the members here tonight. I was telling them that I'll be doing this call, so maybe they will jump in and share their experience. And if not, everyone knows that I certainly will over the weeks. So if you haven't listened to this program, welcome. And if you're just if you have been listening to the program over the past several months, you know that you can go to the blog and listen to the recordings of the meditation and also the recordings of the open discussion, which shares tips and tools and shares the travels that I've been on in the past few months, being blessed to come and tour around India in these power spots and then share that with you. So, and then give a heads up of what's happening week to week. Now, we are coming up to a full moon. If not, some of you might be already in the full moon, depending on where you are in the world. What does that mean? It means that we are open to receive incredible blessings, both spiritually and materially, mostly materially. And the goddess that is associated with the full moon is Lakshmi. And Lakshmi gives us direction. And she also gives us clarity. And she also gives us the ability to attract everything that represents happiness on the earth plane. So we're going to do a meditation that will invoke this goddess into our lives so that we can shift our experiences. And if you've been studying with Dr. Pillai, or maybe you've been visiting Pillai Center YouTubes and you've seen the teachings that Dr. Pillai shared in those short clips, you may say, oh, well, I know that already. I'm doing it. I'm practicing it. And as you'll hear from members around the world, when they share their experiences week to week, it doesn't matter that they have been studying with Dr. Pillai one day or several years, decades even, and the same mantra or the meditation. Every week we get into a deeper understanding of what that is, and then when we come together as a group, we can take our own individual practice to a new level of awareness of that archetype. In this case, it will be the goddess Lakshmi. So without too much more introduction, we're going to get into our meditation. For those of you who need to go, I hope you will jump on to Dr. Pillai's Google Hangout in about a half an hour. Through Pillai Center. Where he will be discussing whatever message he needs to discuss. Could be talking about Mahalaya, the time of the ancestors, which is so, so important. So find out about that. And if you can't watch it live, then you can definitely listen to the recording. Or watch the recording afterwards. So slowly, slowly come back to yourselves. And again, those people who need to go, thanks for joining, and we'll see you next time, next week. So this is the part of the call that we will open the line for question and answers, shared experiences, for about 20 minutes now, and then everyone can go and jump on the hangout with Dr. Pillai after that. So let me open the line for some question and answer, and if no one's going to say anything or ask a question, then I'll just share some experiences and then give a heads up of what's happening in this coming week. So how you need to go about asking a question or sharing is to press star 6. Yeah, so please interrupt me. I won't be offended at all. In fact, I invite people to do that. And if you have a question or you want to share your experience, it's always great to hear what people are experiencing. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When we do Tarvanon, and we make an offering to our ancestors, we do one side of the family and the other, do we use different offerings or can we use the same offering or do we wash it off in between?
Yeah, that's a good question, Brenda. Thanks for asking. If you're really short of time, which this, once you have it set up for the tarpanum, which is the ancestor offering, the rice powder and then the black sesame seed at minimum, then you can just put a coin size amount in your hand with the coin and then wash it with the water, and you can say this is for both sides, or if you have a few extra seconds, you can do one side of the family, the maternal side of the family, and then the paternal side. So the mother's side of the family, the father's side of the family, those who have passed and crossed, you know, that they may cross over, and then always ask for blessings. So to answer your question specifically, you can do to both sides at once, or you can do it separately, depending on if you have a few extra minutes.
Okay, so it's not necessary to, after one side, wash the offering down the drain and then start over again for the other side with a fresh offering?
Yeah. This tarpanum for my ancestors on both my father's side and my mother's side who have passed, gone before.
But if you separate them, then you do separate offerings?
Yeah, you can do separate offerings or you can do the same. There's no hard and fast rules.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you excited about tarpanum? Is this your first time?
No, I've been doing it, but then questions arise when I do things. Because different people describe tarpanum a little bit differently.
Absolutely. And again, you know, Dr. Pillai shares with us, you just do this and with sincerity and as best you can. And then that's where the ancestors will come and they will take the offering. So there will be some people who might say, oh, you must do it this way or must do it that way. And yes, that's true. If you have time and you want to do it specifically, the guidelines are offered through astroved.com, I think, and then also through Pillai Center blogs or maybe AstroVed blogs when you just key in tarpanum, and they'll have some short version and then more elaborate version or longer version, they call it. And any way you do it, it doesn't really matter. It's the intention to free the ancestors from any suffering or sins or mistakes that they've made while they were here on the earth plane. That keeps translating down into the gene pool that is here. And that keeps creating some sort of problems for the descendants. So if you feel that, oh, this isn't enough, do it. Do it separately, do it together, do it multiple times between sunrise and sunset, especially from September 9th to the 23rd, which is Mahalaya. You can do it every day, which I recommend every day, not because I recommend it. Dr. Pillai recommends it, and then you can experiment and see what happens in your life, especially with your family. If there are some problems in the family, you may still experience those problems, but you won't be activated, emotionally charged, reactive, things like that. You'll kind of feel detached, because the ancestors are, you know, causing some sort of, it's a party that goes on, really, during Mahalaya. And, you know, they're all invited to come to the earth plane. Even the sages, the saints, the, you know, divine beings come to the earth plane at this time, because the earth plane is where you can do really powerful rituals, really powerful remedies. So even they come in their life body form, and they can do these tarpanam to their ancestors, so that it's just continuously cleansing the gene pool. And then we're evolving our species. We're evolving as human beings, you know, cleaning up the DNA that you can go on and on and read on the internet or watch YouTubes about the DNA and how it's, you know, kind of evolving, not kind of, it is evolving, but then to have your own experience is more important, as Dr. Pillai says. So you want to feel that energetically, that your ancestors are appeased. They might speak to some people in a certain way. Maybe they might hear some word or have a memory of that ancestor who passed, or they might have an emotional release around an ancestor that has passed. And then in their life, they start to see that maybe the family members are getting along better, or there's more prosperity in the family, things like that. So doing the tarpanam, there's no hard and fast rules. Just do it with absolute sincerity and know that this is the offering that is like currency in that spiritual realm. You know, it's non-physical. So this is what they can use in that realm that feeds them spiritually, and also it gives them that currency, that ability to move to higher realms. So you can add the Darbo grass and all the rest of it that is offered. That the write-up is in Astroved.com or ApplyCenter.com, the sister companies. And, you know, it's all based around the remedies. You can read about tarpanam on Astroved lately in the newsletter. And then you can, you know, just knowing that every effort that you make to connect with your ancestors is what they are waiting for. Someone who is evolved enough in their gene pool that can understand every culture, every religion has tarpanam. And they just call it different things. You know, it's some offering to the souls that have departed. And then when you pay attention to those who have departed that share your genes, share your DNA, then they will get some resolve. And when they're happy, then you just say, please bless me. Right? They'll be very happy that you're doing it. Some ancestors might be a little bit upset. Don't pay attention. So when Dr. Pillai says, you know, offer to the ancestors, you don't have to go into specific, you know, Grandma Jones or, you know, Grandpa Fred, something like that. You don't have to even say the exact names. You can just say, this is for, some people start out with six generations on the mother's side, six generations on the father's side. Other people have been doing it for a number of years, you know, at least with Dr. Pillai, he's been giving this technology out and encouraging people to do it every day between sunrise and sunset, wherever you are in the world. Do it during that. So after the sun rises and before the sun sets. Very important to do it during those times, anytime. People have taken it to work and they do it. So, you know, we just want to be able to do it really quickly and have an experience and then leave it. Forget about it. It's done. The technology is there and you can just keep praying that these souls get some relief if they're disturbed. And some ancestors won't. So don't be thinking, oh my God, I've been doing this for a long time. Some ancestors are a little bit... maybe they are like how they were on the earth plane when they were alive, and you can find out what that was. Or if you have you know, a memory of it, if it's someone closer to you and you know them and you know what they were like and things like that. So, you know, it's so important to pay attention to those 15 days. You can also, you can do this at home, but you can also participate in the services that are offered through AstroVet and Palai Center, because they're done by the specialists. So it's, you know, it's, you can read about that. Again, they will identify these spiritual specialists. They can actually see the ancestor who's causing the problem, and then they can negotiate. However they do that, I'm not really sure. That's not my expertise, but just my own experience of doing this every year at this time. It can be a little bit, you know, highly charged energetically. Some people might feel like, headaches, or really lethargic, or maybe irritable. You might find, some people say I'm cussing, like, you know, using profane words out of the norm, like out of the ordinary. And then they will use, some people even say, oh my God, I sound like my, you know, dearly departed mother, father. I never thought I would sound like that. Or grandmother, grandfather, something like that. Or someone might say, oh, you're just like so-and-so when they were alive. So that is a really good sign. But just know that these next 15 days, starting again on the 9th, according to AstroVed calendar, IST time, so Indian Standard Time. So that's going to be right after the full moon here in India on Tuesday. So it begins, and then it goes until the 23rd, the new moon. Now, there's a bunch of different services, and if you can do them every day, great, do it. I totally, totally encourage you. If you want to see a huge shift in your life, in your family life, and in your own life during these 15 days, and you can afford to do it, do it. It will heal your lineage. And it will, because the gene pool might be suffering from some curse from the ancestors, you know, like someone cursed uncle somebody, or someone ran away from the family, and then they died, and they were, they're a soul that's very upset about that. Or there may be a suicide, something, you know, tremendous that is, if you imagine yourself going through it, then you would say, oh my God, they must be suffering on this plane that's intermediate between the earth and then being released into higher realms where they're at peace and not suffering. So if you feel like, oh, I'm feeling depressed, or if I'm, those are signals. So just feed them more. Give them this little offering. It's just a handful of stuff. And it's your sincere, heartfelt prayers. And then if you can do the services, great. Every day of that 15 days, it represents some aspect of your life or one's life that can get some resolve. So you're not just doing it randomly. You're actually looking at, okay, this is what I want to pray for, you know, for the lineage to continue on, to get more prosperity, health, whatever it is, there's 15 days of it. Now, if you can only do one, the most powerful day is the new moon, which is the final day. And it's said that any ancestor who has passed in the past 30 years, so in your lifetime, in the past 30 years, was there an ancestor who passed away unexpectedly, like they died in an accident, or, you know, were wounded and then died, or they suddenly died by, maybe they were in the services, and then they had to go off and fight in a war somewhere around the world. And then they were, you know, taken out, and that was too intense for the soul. Even though the soul came to do that, karma, and it was right for the soul to do that still. If it was taken out too early and didn't enjoy the life that it wanted to after serving, or maybe during the time that it was serving, then it will be very beneficial to propitiate or to pray for that soul on the 23rd to participate either in one of the services or really pray for that soul to evolve. But when these specialists here in India, they do the tarpanam for those souls specifically. In your family tree that have passed and then they was unexpected with a weapon or a sudden accident, and then they got taken out, they will have the status of going to heaven like a god. So you may believe in this or not, but definitely it is happening. Yes, who's this?
Yes? Sutrita, it's Indrani.
Hey, how are you, Indrani?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
I just want to take a few minutes to ask a couple of questions about this very auspicious time right now. And I want to start off with the full moon that's coming up. Here in Britain, it's going to be from tomorrow morning at 6:18 until Tuesday at 2 a.m.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, given that it's the full moon right before Mahalaya, is there anything special that I should do, any kind of special way of marking this particular full moon in advance of Mahalaya, other than, you know, we've talked before about doing Shreem Brzee and a flower petal offering. Is there anything else that you can think of that I should do or that we could do in advance of Mahalaya?
Yeah, it's really important to get into a really happy state. So Shreem Brzee will bring in that happiness. So continue to do all the things that we've talked about and that you just mentioned. Shreem Brzee is really, really important because that represents wealth, health, happiness, everything that is like having heaven on earth. So you want to create, you want to feel that energy in you so that when you're offering, you're going into Mahalaya, you are in that state of total abundance, total happiness, so that if the ancestors are a little bit upset or if they're a little bit overwhelmed, then, you know, you have that joy, that knowingness, that direction that Shreem Brzee gives to keep on doing what you need to do. So you don't, take 10 steps forward in your consciousness, so to speak, and then get crushed.
Okay.
So that's, I would just say go ahead and do it, but just with that more intention, yeah, it's a great question.
Yeah. All right, and then Mahalaya. So I understand that I should do tarpanam only between sunrise and sunset and not outside of those hours. Like I shouldn't do it at night or anything like that, right?
It's not recommended.
Okay. Now then, on the new moon that ends, that wraps up this big celebration of the ancestors and the big party and everything, is there anything that I should do to mark that particular day, that new moon, the day of the ancestors at the end of Mahalaya?
Yeah, it's a good question. And again, if you have anyone who has served that you may or may not know, but they've passed, then and they were killed in an accident or through a weapon, you just really pray on that day. And then when you come to the new moon represents Shiva. And so ultimately we all go to the Shiva consciousness, which is to just erase everything. So pray for the soul to be absorbed into Shiva consciousness so that they don't have to suffer anymore. And then for your own self, your own evolution, it's like having a clean slate. And so you just pray, you know, Shiva, did I do a good job during this Mahalaya? Because he gives you prosperity and enlightenment. He takes away any effort that you make. He takes away that karma because you did something that was beyond the norm. It was above and beyond what an average person would do. Okay. So it's kind of like you're in service not only for yourself, but your ancestors, and then everyone who the ancestors affect.
Okay.
So, yeah, does that help?
Right. Yes, very much. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Do you have any experiences of that you'd like to share about your own practices, Tarpanam?
I do, but, you know, I see that we're running out of time. I think we've only got how many minutes left? Is it 2 or 3 minutes?
A couple minutes, yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'll share. Mahalaya is always a very powerful time of the year for me. And I remember the first time I did Mahalaya, I was, like, doing it every hour, you know, and loving it. It was a joy for me to do. I loved doing it. And that same year, during Mahalaya, my family, my mom and dad and I decided to go to Ireland to do some ancestor research. And we found out that my great-grandfather, who the rumor had been that he had deserted his family, and because of that, his wife, my great-grandmother, had to put the children in an orphanage, and the family was almost ruined. We actually found out that it was not the case that he had deserted the family. He actually got very ill with tuberculosis and put himself in the workhouse to keep his family safe so that they would not catch tuberculosis from him. So we were able to not only straighten out the nasty rumors that there were about my great-grandfather, but we also were able to find and mark the grave, which I was able to find the grave the next year at Mahalaya. Like, I found it online just searching the internet one day. And again, it was during Mahalaya, and we put a marker on the grave site for my great-grandfather, who we were able to resolve the nasty rumors about.
And then how did that show up in your own family, who are still alive, the members?
To be honest, it's quite fascinating, because we all as a family went to Ireland this year in July, and all of both my brothers and my sister and their families were with us, and we went to visit this grave site this is the first time we got to see the actual site. We were in this graveyard, and the first time we got to see the marker. And I was looking at the photos the other day. Everybody is so happy in these photos. Mm. I mean, like, you know, family, what we do sometimes, we argue with each other, you know, because we're so close and know each other very well. But in those particular photos, especially my mother, she's so pleased and so bright in these photos. Because I know that she's happy that everything got sorted around her grandfather.
Aww, because everyone wants a happy ending, right?
Yeah, and it has brought the family together, I think, and the great evidence of that is this family trip. We haven't all been together in a very long time, like, because we all live in various parts of the world.
Right. Well, thanks for sharing your experience about Tarpanam. And as you said, we're coming up to the time where the Pillai Center Google Hangout is going to be happening. So anyone can jump on there right now if you'd like. I'll just leave it in case there are some burning questions or something that someone wants to share. And then we will close it shortly. But thanks so much, Indrani.
Thank you.
All right, take care. So, yeah, Mahalaya, the ancestors. And participating on whatever level that you can. If you can just offer the tarpanam, that would be great. Even if you can't, you're so, so busy, just pray during that time. Pray for your ancestors to be at peace. Prayer is very powerful. Doesn't matter, as Dr. Pillai says, you pray to Jesus, you can pray to Allah, you can pray to Yahweh, you can pray to Shiva, you can pray to any divine being, a teacher, Dr. Pillai, who can access your lineage and then help you to understand what that feels like or that means on a very deep and spiritual level. So, is there anything anyone else wants to share before we close this quick call today? You want to ask a question? All right. Well, please, please, please send any questions that you have. Yeah, who's this?
This is Jermaine. Can you just tell me the dates again of that time period for the ancestors?
Yeah. It's the 9th to the 23rd.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Enjoy.
Thanks.
And really, it is a joy that if you feel like something's not quite right in these next 15 days from the 9th to the 23rd, definitely it will have something to do with the ancestors. And people sometimes will have dreams, or they'll get a phone call from some long-lost relative or a family member who they haven't talked to in a while. And so it's kind of like you're putting the pieces of the puzzle together in your life and seeing where you haven't evolved on that level, the ancestor level. There's evolution with the planetary, delivering karma, things like that. But with our own ancestors, things have happened and there's a pattern. So even if you don't know anything about this, just observe. What's the pattern? What's the pattern in my life that keeps presenting, maybe with my siblings, maybe with aunts and uncles, something close, or grandparents, and then just see, is it in relationship? Is there a bunch of divorces, throughout the generations? Are people experiencing success and everything is going good and then gets ripped away and they lose everything or come into hard times? And they can see this and experience this pattern in your life or in your siblings' lives or your parents, grandparents, something like that. And then you can also see diseases. You know, why is it that you're healthy but you still can get disease because it runs in the family? You know, so you want to get to the soul level and clean it up. And so that tarpanum offering will help to do that.
Sucharita?
Yes, who's this?
Oh, this is Michelle from Vancouver Island.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Very well, very well. I was just wondering if I could share a positive result from tarpanum.
Please do.
Yeah. So I'm saying that tarpanum has something to do with it. So I started doing tarpanum about 6 months ago when I actually just started with Dr. Kalai's teachings. And pretty much from the beginning, I started doing it for myself, for my husband, for my daughter who's very unwell, and actually for my daughter's father. I just do a big tarpanum every morning, but my daughter for the last year, she's 29 and she has schizophrenia and she's been really unwell for the last year. And I don't have custody of her and it's a long story, which I'm not going to go into, but I don't have very much influence at all in any of her treatment. So I've been watching things kind of go from bad to worse and just doing what I can. I visit her every other, she lives a ways away from me, but I visit her every other Saturday for the day. But I just kept praying and doing the tarpanum and asking her ancestors to bless her and help her. She's been mostly electively mute the last year. And most of the time when I've seen her, I haven't even really been sure if she knows who I am. And about a month ago, on the last visit about a month ago, for about 20 minutes, she spoke to me as if she talked about shared memories. It was really clear she knew she was with me and she knew who I was and she remembered things we had done together. Yeah, it was phenomenal. I was just, and she made direct eye contact with me, which was unbelievable. That lasted for about 20 minutes, and then about an hour later, she was just so far gone that I was just, it was devastating, but I told my mom, actually talked to her about it, and she said, look, when you get over this moment of being devastated, you'll be really happy that you had that. Even this 20 minutes with her was a really big thing, and Friday night, I just kept doing the tarpanam, kept praying. And Friday night, her dad texted me and said that she'd had a really good week, that she'd been every day all week, she'd been present, as if she had kind of like gone away and then suddenly returned. And that's kind of what it's been like. And, you know, she says she's not present all the time, and she's really quite tiring quite easily, but she's remembering who she is and her life and the things that she likes. And so I've just been so, so thankful.
So the tarpanum you feel is really, really...
I totally feel the tarpanum is helping. I totally, like, it's sort of like there's very little influence I can have in this situation other than I go and... The other thing is, you know, I have a lot of karma to deal with, a lot of negative karma to deal with, but Dr. Pai often talks about, if you can't do anything, feed people who are having trouble feeding, who are disadvantaged. So I also have been going, every time I go, I take food and I make her favorite meals and, leave food for her, those kinds of things, and leave food for her dad. But I feel like feeding the ancestors, feeding her, I totally feel that it's made a big difference, yeah.
Oh, that's such an incredible sharing, and I'm so happy for you because, another thing with mental illness is that the ancestors are usually upset.
Mm-hmm.
And,
and
they're translating it into, the soul that is chosen to get the attention of someone like yourself and the family. So I encourage you to keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not stopping now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And that's what Dr. Pai says. That's why he wants to make it really easy for everyone. Just do this simple thing, and you will see tremendous results because it's a technology. It's just like turning your cell phone on. You don't have to know how the whole thing works. You just turn it on, and it can't go on fast enough, can it? So we want to use this, use these tools that Dr. Pai gives us and just turn on the switch that will help the ancestors. So just keep it really easy and simple in your brain, in your mind, and just know, where does my heart want this to go?
Yeah,
and then your heart will tell you.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, and to answer that earlier question about do you have to, use new materials, new offering for, different sizes of the family. I just use one handful of, a quarter and some black sesame seeds and some rice flour, and I use that for everybody, for my family, for my husband's family, for my daughter, and for her father. And nobody seems to complain.
Oh, that's so fantastic, Michelle. Anything else that you'd like to share?
I was just thinking this morning, actually, that my husband also, he has a son, an adult son, who has from time to time had mental illness issues as well. He's been quite well lately, but he hasn't had a whole lot of time for his father. And right now my husband and his son are away fishing, and then they're going to Seattle to watch baseball. And I've been kind of jealous because I haven't had a holiday, really much holiday lately.
But
I was kind of jealous and really kind of struggling with that. And then this morning I realized, I've been saying tarpanum for my husband as well. And so maybe the tarpanum had something to do with his son phoning and saying, hey, I'm coming to visit you. I want to go fishing. Let's go watch baseball. Because that doesn't happen very often. And so maybe it's the tarpanum too. And so I thought, well, if it is the tarpanum, then I have to stop feeling resentful because... Because I did ask for blessings for my husband, and he is being blessed.
Oh, that's so fantastic. And, I mean, that's selfless service, right? That's putting your own interests aside. And, there's compassion. You can't teach people compassion. You have to experience it. You have to challenge yourself all the time. And then guess what will happen? The divine will step in when it's your turn, when the divine decides. And then you will go. Ah, okay, right?
Yeah.
Well, very nice to talk to you, Michelle.
Yeah, really nice to talk to you.
Yeah, and please keep doing the tarpanam. Let us know how it goes, because okay. as now the ancestors are really coming, and when they're really active, you might be feeding more. So when you're feeding more during this time, maybe the results of your daughter will be shifting, or your husband's child, son. You know, you already know, okay, this is the pattern. I see it. See what happens when more are fed during this time.
Good. Okay. I will. Yeah, and thank you so much. I really, really appreciate these Sundays. I really look forward to them, and I really appreciate them, and I appreciate hearing about where you're going and what you're doing as well. It's just great.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure, and I hope that I wish you all the best, and hope that you have a really good 15 days. Well, I'll see how you do next week if you join live.
Okay.
Please jump on and let us know.
Okay. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. Take care, Michelle. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes? Is there anyone else? So people have been saying, you know, what happens if there's like a miscarriage in the family, or if there's, you know, an abortion or something like that. That soul came to do that. But what it can happen is it can cause some congested energy to be in the lives of the people who maybe experienced the miscarriage, or maybe they didn't even experience it, but it was in the lineage, the generation before or after. So the spiritual realm is a little bit, you know, you can't see it, but you can definitely see how it impacts the life. So Dr. Pillai shares about that in a video series. You can just watch the YouTube on ancestors, or you know, do a search, and he talks about that, how the different ways that the ancestors can impact one's life, one's family life, one's business, one's health, and it's for real. So whether you believe it or not, you will start to wake up to it if you're listening now, or maybe later in these next 15 days. So really tune in, and then don't just let a day go by and say, oh, well, you know, we'll see how it goes. It's a really simple offering to do the tarpanam or to participate, even if you can't do it at home because you're super busy or traveling or whatever, then you can get it done by a proxy. And these specialists in Kerala, this place in India that they do the ancestor offering, that's their specialty. And then they, as I said earlier, it's like they negotiate on your behalf to clean up that problem area of your life. And it only happens once a year for 15 days. And so it's going from the 9th to the 23rd. So before we wrap up today, is think about those things. Watch the videos that Dr. Pillai has put out. Read about it on astroved.com. It's better than you know, watching a reality TV show or wasting the time away. This is really, really important for your soul's evolution, for your family's evolution, for problems and issues that have not had any resolution to this point, or you want to see more shifts for the better in health, wealth, happiness, all the things on the spiritual path. People who are on the spiritual path, they're evolving away, but they're sad because the family is, you know, maybe devolving, you know, just generally speaking, or they don't have anything to share about their path. The ancestors will, we also have good ancestors, you know, who have been on the spiritual path, and so we can get their blessings. So get the blessings, keep asking for that, pray for the freedom of souls who are stuck, including those who have died through weapons or, you know, accidents or through miscarriage or abortion. That's all part of our gene pool, and it's unexpected deaths or young deaths caused from, like, you know, diseases that just took them out. At an early age, and they, you know, they're upset. So whether what age doesn't matter, doesn't really matter what the story is. Just pay attention to your own life, to your own emotions, and then feed the ancestors as much as you can with the tarpanum offering from between sunrise and sunset, as we've mentioned, from the 9th to the 23rd. But we will see you, everyone, next Sunday, and I'll share more about what happened during our nine-planet Navagraha trip that some very fortunate souls got to attend, and including myself and Deepa, the facilitators. And we'll share about the adventures here that we're having here, and then how that can apply to your own life. So if there's no one who wants to share anything or ask a question at this point. We will close up the call, and then you can jump on the Google Hangout with Dr. Pillai that's going on right now at PillaiCenter.com. So have a fabulous week, everyone. God bless you all. God bless your ancestors. May they be at peace and then bless you in all areas of your life. Take care. Bye-bye.